cameras, decoding the crime verse.
911, what's your emergency?
Hello, hello, and welcome back to Decoding the Crime Verse. My name is Danny, and I'm joined with...
Glory.
That is correct. And today, I've got some gruesome... I was trying to rhyme something with gruesome, and I couldn't find anything.
Yeah.
But you've got quite a gruesome case. It's one of those ones that would be inspiration for, you know, those Stephen King novels, horror films type of vibe.
Yeah.
So today's case is not for the faint of heart. We're stepping into the life of a man who has been called the Grey Man, the Brooklyn Vampire, and the Boogeyman. I don't know why the Grey Man, that doesn't sound very threatening.
Yeah.
That just sounds like a color. You get what I'm saying? The other two, yes. The Grey Man, not so much.
Maybe it's like linked to something.
Fair enough. I don't know. Well, we'll see. Let's see. His name was Albert Fish. He was not only a serial killer, but also a cannibal, sadist, and one of the most disturbing figures ever documented in American criminal history. And you know what the funniest thing about this case is?
What?
So when I first saw this, it was a post that came up on Instagram saying, Albert Fish killed whatever, whatever. And I read it as Albert Einstein.
Oh, my word.
And I was like, what? Albert Einstein killed people? No, he didn't. And then, anyway, this is how we got into the case. Because then when I reread it, I was like, wait, that's not Albert Einstein.
Exactly.
This is what happens when you read too quickly, ladies and gentlemen. It's a bit of a problem. But anyway, so Hamilton Howard Albert Fish, very long name, was born in 1870 in Washington, D.C., His childhood was one marked by trauma. His father was 75 years old when Albert was born.
Mm.
That's a grandpa, not a father. I'm just. And died when Albert was just 5. Well, I suppose so. It'd be 80. His mother, unable to care for him, placed him in an orphanage. It was there that young Albert was introduced to pain, literally. The orphanage beat the children regularly, but instead of recoiling, Albert began to associate beatings with pleasure. He discovered that he enjoyed pain, a realization that shaped the rest of his twisted life. By his early teens, he was already experimenting with bizarre and... This is a very long word. Sadomasochistic behavior.
Huh?
Sadomasochistic behavior. Do we know what it means? Do you know what it means?
Nope.
I also don't know. It means, describes activities, relationships, or individuals associated with sadomasochism, the practice of deriving pleasure from inflicting pain. Oh. That makes sense. We've been saying this the whole time. They just wanted to give it a very fancy name. He began by piercing himself, sticking needles into his body, and developing a disturbing fascination with urine and feces.
Oh.
That's so disgusting.
Yeah. Gross.
Wow. As he grew older, these dark compulsions only deepened. Fish married in his 20s and had 6 children. But outward appearances were deceiving. Behind closed doors, his behavior grew more bizarre. He encouraged his children to beat him with paddles and would often insert needles into his groin and abdomen, a fact later confirmed by x-rays after his arrest, which showed at least 29 needles embedded in his body. That's not hygienic, my friend. That can get infected.
Yeah.
That's disgusting. I told you this one was weird.
It's not as gruesome as what you made it out to be, but anyway.
Ah! This is glory, guys. I'm here thinking cease, and he's here like, it's not so bad. Do you see the type of people that we are? We definitely see the difference. I'm just joking.
Wow.
He also began to develop disturbing appetites. He was obsessed with religious visions, convinced that God was demanding him to inflict pain and suffering. I don't know what Bible he's reading.
Yeah.
He read the Bible obsessively, interpreting verses as justification for torture and murder. Again, I don't know what Bible he was reading. I don't know what version that was, but yeah. It's the psychological version. By the 1910s and 1920s, Fish had become a predator. He would roam neighborhoods looking for vulnerable children, often from poor families. He lured them with the promise of money, food, or work. What happened after was unspeakable. Fish claims to have killed at least 100 children. Though only a handful of his crimes have ever been confirmed. His methods combine kidnapping, torture, sexual assault, and cannibalism. Don't know why we are eating people.
Yeah.
Like, why? There is, God gave us chickens and cows for a reason. Do you get what I'm saying? I'm just saying, you know. And he even gave us more than chicken and cows. He gave us fish as well. Imagine.
Exactly. I just found it funny that of all things, you decided to specifically mention chicken and cows. But anyway.
Well, chicken, cows, fish. What else? Lamb? Yeah. Duck? I don't think we eat anything else.
Well, other people eat other stuff. So.
Then you're weird. I'm just joking. Okay. He relished not only the act of killing, but also the anticipation of it. He wrote letters to the families describing his crimes in graphic detail. Now imagine, it is not enough that the person you love has been killed. Now you must receive a letter from this psychopath saying, oh, by the way, I cut off her toe and I ate it like a lollipop. You know, people are weird. And now you got to read that and know what happened to your child.
Yeah.
That's messed up. The crime that finally led to Albert Fish's capture was the murder of Grace Budd. In 1928, Fish saw an ad in the newspaper by Edward Budd, a young man looking for work. Fish visited the Budd family pretending to be a wealthy farmer named Frank Howard. Your first name is Howard and you use Howard as your surname. That's not very original. I'm just saying. Just saying. He offered Edward a job on his farm, but his true target was Edward's 10-year-old sister, Grace. On June 3rd, 1928, Fish convinced the Budd family to let Grace accompany him to a birthday party for his niece. No, thank you. You're not going anywhere with a stranger. She left the house in her Sunday best, excited for the outing, and never returned. For years, Grace Budd's fate remained a mystery. The Budd family was tormented by her disappearance. But in 1934, 6 years later, they received a letter. It was from Albert Fish himself. The letter Fish sent is one of the most disturbing documents in criminal history. In it, he detailed how he lured Grace to an abandoned house, strangled her, and then ate parts of her body. He claimed he was inspired by stories of cannibalism in China, and he described the act with horrifying calmness.
Yeah.
I didn't know China was big on cannibalism. Or is this old China? Like,
probably old China. Maybe like a specific tribe in parts of China.
Well, I mean, China.
Because I mean, if you eat rats and snakes.
And dogs.
And dogs.
I mean, I know there's islands in the sea, obviously. Where a lot of those like native people eat humans. Why? We don't know. I'll never understand that.
Yeah,
like,
I don't think
a human being and be like, you look tasty.
I don't think anyone's gonna understand it.
It's weird. The letter horrified investigators, but it also contained a crucial clue. An envelope that Fish had used with a return address. Stupid. Yeah. Detectives traced it back to a rooming house in Manhattan. It was only a matter of time before they found the suspect. On December 13th, 1934, Albert Fish was arrested. At the police station, he confessed with chilling detachment to Grace Budd's murder and other killings. He admitted to enjoying the suffering of his victims and to his obsession with inflicting pain upon himself. At his trial in 1935, his defense argued insanity. And in truth, Fish was deeply disturbed, which we think we can all agree with.
Yeah.
Plagued by sadistic compulsions and religious delusions. But the jury found him sane enough to be held responsible for his crimes. He was sentenced to death.
No.
On January 16th, 1963, Albert Fish was executed in the electric chair at Sing Sing Prison, which is in New York.
Yeah.
Reports say that even facing death, he was eerily calm. One witness claimed that his final words were, and I quote, "It will be a supreme thrill. It's the only thing I haven't tried." What? That's so messed up.
Like, what kind of sick mental thing is this?
Like what? Like, you see, like, you know, there are obviously there's people who do self-harm and the pain on the outside is supposed to take away from the pain on the inside because you feel the pain on the outside, so yeah. You don't feel the pain on the inside. But this is for pure enjoyment. Like, he gets happy by stabbing himself.
Yeah.
Like, that to me is, like, messed up like, another level. Like, what? Like, what? Like, I'm surprised he didn't do worse. I'm surprised he didn't burn himself or, like, cut himself, like, deep. Like, sticking needles actually seems a bit, like, calm. I say that, hear my thought process with that statement.
Yeah, please.
You get what I'm saying? Like, the way he, like, acts, it's like this guy should have been cutting his toes off.
Yeah.
You know what he reminds me of? You know, like, in the Addams Family, they always joke about... No, like, Addams Family is obviously, like, a comedy version of this. Yeah. Like, they joke around, like, they electrocute each other, and Wednesday is, like, threatening to guillotine her brother's head off. But this is, like, real-life version. That really doesn't. That's so messed up. His kids must have been also messed up, like, being, yeah. like... Yeah, hit dad with a paddle. Like, what? Do you think those kids would have ended up being abusive?
Surely.
You think?
Because it would have been a normal thing.
It's a normal thing for them. Or bullies on the playground, at least.
Yeah.
That's wild. That's so wild. So, Albert Fish is one of the darkest...
Yeah, I don't think his kids would have been functional people in society. Nope. There's no way.
How do you... Like, you marry that man, right? Ladies listening. You marry that man and you see this. Do you not think, maybe I should phone somebody? Probably. Maybe the doctor needs to come and see my husband. But here's also the thing, right? These type of psycho people are very manipulative and very convincing. Like, she was probably just as brainwashed.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, they know how to, like, sweeten their words. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah, then you find out your husband's been killing 100 children. So I say, bye, peace out. Enjoy prison!
The way you say so casually is funny. But anyway.
I know, I'm just saying it in more of a joking manner.
Yeah.
I hope my husband wouldn't kill anyone.
Hopefully.
And so, what I think, you know, but you see, I was even speaking about this with my gran this morning. These type of people who kill, I don't even think they're fully in control.
Oh.
Spiritually.
Obviously, from that perspective, not necessarily. It's like an some kind of like...
Spirit.
Yeah, it'll be like possession that takes over.
Because
I think, like, that's someone just, like, up. Mindlessly, like, killing people.
The fact that there's, like, no remorse or no, like, conscience to be like, you did something bad. You killed a person. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's, yeah, this reminds me, he reminds me of Edward Gein.
Mm.
Same type of vibe where it's like, how do you even do that to another human?
Yeah.
Like, how? How in your right state of mind do you be like, I'm going to cut this person up and eat them for dinner? Like, for me, that's like... And to make it worse, it's children. It's like defenseless, innocent little children who he's taking off the streets. It's like... Let me tell you before we end the show of a story I heard today, which is shocking. listen, Gloria, you're going to be traumatized. Not really, but yes. So there was a lady in Kibler Park. And she was married. Not married. Yeah, it was in South Africa. She's living with a guy. And the guy had a 4-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
And the dad and her had a huge fight. And I don't know what the fight was about. And it ended up ending really badly. So, because she was so angry with the guy, she took his daughter and drowned her. Well, you weren't expecting that, were you?
The things.
Sorry, that if you could just see Glory's face. I'm not laughing at the story. I'm laughing at Glory.
People do just doesn't make sense.
Like what? Like you're so angry with a person, you'll kill their kid.
Why they?
Why? Like. That's disgusting. And she's confessed to it. So she's going to, obviously, there'll be trials and stuff like that. But, like, that's what. To be so angry at someone that you could take a 4-year-old, an innocent 4-year-old, and drown them in the bathtub.
Yeah.
That is messed up on another level. Like, what? Like, I'd have more understanding if she tried to kill the guy. But she killed his kid. No, man. That's nonsense. And speaking from being a woman, you have, I don't know, obviously, I don't know about for guys, but women have a very, like, motherly instinct, right? Mm. How do you, with that instinct, stand there holding this kid under the water?
Yeah.
Anyway. I hope she gets many, many, many years in prison for that act.
An actual life sentence.
An actual, my grand said the same thing, she must get life. And I totally agree with that. That's disgusting. Over a fight, like there's nothing so big you could fight about that would justify killing a kid.
No.
Nothing. I don't care what it was. I don't care if he cheated on you with 50 other women. It still doesn't justify killing a kid. Anyway, thought I'd just share that little story. It is currently happening in South Africa, as in the trial and stuff. So it's in current news. But yeah, that was the story of Albert Fish, our vampire, cannibal, whatever you want to call him, psychopath from Brooklyn. Do you have any other thing else you want to add? No? Nothing?
Nope.
No? But it also shows with Albert Fish how, again, someone can hide in plain sight. You would never suspect. I mean, he looked like a little grandpa. And he was killing kids.
Yeah, just don't go around trying to spot the serial killer or the psychopath.
Honestly, this is where to teach, especially with children, this is where to teach children about, like, don't go with strangers is so important. Because lots of these times, these kids were just walking with this stranger because he promised them some food.
Yeah.
Don't go with strangers. Stranger danger. I was always taught that as a kid.
Wow.
Anyway, that is the end of our show. We hope you enjoyed. We will see you same time, same place next week. Bye-bye.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.